You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Billy Horsburgh, from Northeast Fife in Scotland, lives with cerebral palsy and glaucoma. Over the years, he was told due to the two conditions, he would not qualify for a guide dog. So Billy set out to do something many doubted he could manage. He decided to raise a very lively Jack Russell Terrier all on his own. Now, a memoir based on their story is finally being published, and Billy joins me now. It is so lovely speaking with you today.
Hello, yeah, lovely talking to you as well.
Now, your memoir is called My Perfect Companion because love is blind. And what inspired you to share this really, I guess, personal story?
Well, I've been a writer for many years, but at the time it was part of my dissertation for my master's degree in creative writing. I'd started two books at the time, and I just thought, what a book to try and get published with, about a man with disabilities and his dog. I may go back to Mother One at some point, but I just thought this would be more appealing to people to read.
It makes sense. I mean, people love dogs. Can we talk about the Jack Russell Terrier that you decided to invite into your life? What is Dobby's personality like?
He has an amazing personality. He's such a really loyal companion. He has his cheeky side as well. He always has. It was really difficult to begin with, raising him from puppy age. But I've had friends who have had Jack Russells in the past, and a lot of people said that a Jack Russell would be too difficult for me to raise because of my cerebral palsy and glaucoma. But I knew otherwise, because I know what Jack Russells are like. I know they could be energetic dogs, but Dobby is such a really calm, gentle companion to have, especially around the house. He likes to play a lot, maybe two or three times a day, but once he's played at night, he'll curl up beside me on the couch. The colouring of the dog was important to me because of the lack of sight I've got now. I thought that a white dog would be better for my eyesight, so I searched for the right Jack Russell Terrier, and I found him. So the majority of him is white, and he's got brown markings, and he's got little black bits on him, his chest, his claw on the end of his ears. He has adapted really well to my conditions. They are loyal to their owners. There's lots of things that Jack Russells can do for their owners. That they can go and fetch your slippers for you and bring them to you. They'll do things to help. Although he'd rather steal something, go outside, and he thinks it's a toy. But it's like he knows I can't see well. So if there's a ball that's gone behind the settee or the couch, he will put his head to the exact spot where the tennis ball is, so I'll put my hand under it and locate it straight away. And I've taught him well to go find his ball, and the majority of the time he will do that. I just think Jack Russells are really great for people with disabilities. It's a shame that he doesn't qualify for a guide dog due to his size and his hunting instincts. But he's really good with me. He'll stop and he'll wait and look, and from side to side to make sure that there's no cars coming, and then he'll cross the road with me.
He sounds so intelligent. How many years have you had Dobby for now?
I have had Dobby coming up for 7 years.
Wow, and I know in your book you kind of talk about some of the challenges, and I guess one of the biggest ones, I can't believe it's been what, 6 years since the pandemic? Was that quite challenging? I guess the Dobby would have been quite small still then, or you guys were still maybe getting used to each other?
That was one of our biggest challenges, really, because when the pandemic happened, Dobby was only 9 months old, and it was great that I got him in September when I did. I'd been taking him to dog training classes. He had just started his silver certificate, or 2 weeks into that, and then everything got shut down. That meant mum and dad couldn't come round either, and my mum and dad were quite a big part of Dobby's life growing up as a puppy, because they helped walk Dobby with me, because I've got crutches. It's always been a difficult thing to walk Dobby, but he's learned. But so when the pandemic happened, I did do the majority of the training on my own, and dad did a lot of it in their house as well. But then we found out that a member of the family was able to come up and help. So I still was able to go out on a walk every day with mum. So that still kept up the walking.
And I'm very curious, Billy, because obviously you have, I guess, tried to apply for a guide dog in the past and you were told you don't qualify. Why did you feel like you wanted a guide dog and why did you, I guess, choose this, I guess, more difficult route of having to, research and look, find the right dog and then do all the training and, figure it all out by yourself?
Yeah, well, it was back in 2004 that I went through an assessment for a guide dog. I tried to build strength up by using a walking stick rather than crutches, because I knew that I wouldn't be able to use crutches in an assessment, so I tried with a walking stick, and that was a disaster because I kept tripping too much and stumbling and almost fell on the assessor. So the idea back then was just not possible. So all those years later, I just thought, I'm getting on a bit. I needed something and a distraction, also to keep me out of the pub, because I was visiting the pub far too often, too many times a week, and I wanted something to stop that from happening and settle down a bit, have a little company. So the reason for this energetic choice of a dog was for the company. So I wanted to stay in more and have someone else to share my life with, and that was Dobby. I thought he would be the perfect dog to share my life with and be my perfect companion.
It sounds like he's really changed your life for the better, especially when it comes to, I guess, that well-being and how you feel in yourself and how you feel about life.
Yeah, he has changed my life for the better. I'm not sure about mum and dad's life, because they walk him out daily for me for his longer walks. But it has changed my life for the better. I feel a lot healthier than myself, with having Dobby, because I'm walking more. I'm not going to the pub so often, and I don't drink as much as I used to either. And I've been going to the gym as well for the last 2 years to keep my strength up and to be able to continue walking my dog, because I am getting older. The cerebral palsy is starting to affect my mobility, but these things are helping me. He has changed my life in so many ways, and he will continue to change my life for the majority of having him.
I am so glad to hear that, Billy. And let's take this back to your book. What is your process like for writing?
I use a Supernova screen reader and magnification. The magnification is almost non-existent now. But the process for writing a book, I have my chapters set out. I know what I'll feel like I want to put in them. I'll do a little mind mapping, so there'll be a few things that I want to include. I put all that onto the computer, then I go back to the beginning of that chapter, and that's when my second draft happens. I'll go through, do a second draft, and go through, do a third, fourth, fifth, just how many drafts it takes.
Did you find the story changed quite a lot between your first and the last draft?
It changed quite a bit actually, because there was some parts that I thought that doesn't fit where it's at, so I had to do a lot of restructuring and move things around. I even moved a lot of chapters around. I removed a chapter because it was too boring. It just covered what was already there. And then some chapters I took parts out of, placed them into other chapters to make the story flow better. So yeah, there was a bit of moving around and everything in there, but it worked. I am never happy with my final piece of writing, but I was pretty close to being completely happy with this one.
And what do you hope the reader will take away from reading your story and story of Dobby?
I don't like to use the word inspired, because a lot of people say that I'm an inspiration, which I don't particularly like people referring to me as that, because I'm just a guy that has gone through life with the difficulties I've had and never really moan about things and just get on with things. A lot of people didn't think I'd be able to do what I've done with having a dog, but I've said in the past it's amazing what I've done to get where I am today. I'd like to add to that there was a lot of doubters when I decided to get this dog, but the story is not about proving people wrong. The story is about the journey and how I was able to raise Dobby with having these disabilities. There's a couple of times that I have said, we can do this, we'll prove them wrong, but it isn't actually about proving the doubters wrong. It's just allowing the reader just to read about our journey really, and just learn how challenges can be overcome.
I guess in a lot of ways, it's a story of perseverance and also taking matters into your own hands and taking hold of your own happiness and changing your life for the better, even when people tell you no.
Yeah, absolutely. And people should know by now that I am a really stubborn person, and I never give up on things. I always attempt something, how easy or difficult the challenge will be.
Well, Billy, if your book is coming out on the 28th of May, how can we find it? Can you remind us of the title? And also, obviously, we have to look under your author name.
It's out on the 28th of May. That's in paperback. It's actually out on the 25th of May as an ebook, and it will be made as a talking book in the future, but not as an audio book. But the title of the book is My Perfect Companion Because Love is Blind, and it's by William A. Horsburgh, and the publishers are Sparsile Books Limited.
Well, Billy, I'm looking forward to your book coming out and, of course, to the talking book version as well. But in the meantime, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.